Even though they have boosted the annual budget for road repairs to more than $11.5 million per year, county supervisors acknowledge that some $20 million per year is needed just to keep the nearly 1,400-mile network from deteriorating. Following up on this year's budget sessions, they unanimously agreed to reallocate an additional $13 million over the next 2 years, recognizing that even that isn't enough to fully close the gap. As County Transportation and Public Works Director Susan Clausen explains, even $13 million more dollars will only go so far.
On the average, we're getting about 4 miles of roads done per $1 million. So if you just did the math, you would get 13 million times four, so maybe 50 to 60 miles of additional roads.
But Clausen says the county will stretch the available funding by concentrating on pavement preservation rather than what they call corrective maintenance.
What we call corrective maintenance is pothole patching, the tree trimming, the ditch clearing, replacement of rotted culverts, the traffic signals and signing and striping, and all the things that we do with all the existing pavement just to keep it open, safe, and passable. Preventative maintenance just addresses the condition of the pavement itself. And the idea is to preserve the investment by sealing it and maintaining it. And that's more about the condition of the pavement and a smooth ride. All the other things are about keeping it open and safe and passable, taking care of storm damage, those kinds of things.
These and other actions taken since the defeat last summer of Measure A, a tax measure proposed to raise some $8 million a year for road repairs, are intended to show residents and voters that the board is serious about addressing the issue, noted Supervisor James Gore, because some further funding mechanism will be needed in the future to meet and maintain the road repair funding requirements. Craig Harrison, co-founder of Save Our Sonoma Roads, says he thinks that strategy is sound.
I think there's a good chance it'll work, and I think getting the public to believe that they're really serious about fixing our roads and are being fiscally prudent is important. Time will tell, but I think this is a really good approach. I'm not exactly sure what the public will buy as far as additional taxes or bonds going forward, but we've got a couple of years to at least get better groundwork done and figure out what's the best way to do it.
One suggestion for a new ask to voters was offered to the board by Ken Churchill, a fiscal watchdog and 2014 supervisorial candidate. He suggested following the lead of San Francisco and seeking voter approval for pavement preservation bonds.
The city of San Francisco passed one last year. They issued $250 million worth of bonds, and they would be paid back with general funds. So when they went out to the voters, they would say, we're going to spend $250 million fixing our roads, and it's not going to cost you anything. We're going to use our existing tax revenues to pay back the debt service on the bonds.
Another, more immediate source for some additional roadwork money could be the bed tax charged for hotel and motel room rentals. It's an idea Harrison views favorably.
I think it makes sense when you have a tourist occupancy tax that some of that money does go to the roads, and apparently none of it is going to roads now, so that's something worth a closer look and probably makes some sense.
Supervisors will weigh whether to increase the bed tax rate, currently at 9%, or just reallocate some of the revenue currently coming in from it when they revisit that matter early next year. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.